All right, let's begin. So we're going to talk. We're going to talk today a little bit about the tefillah of Ashrei. I broke it up on the sheet here into sections, and I'd like you to write in and to make sure you can identify all the different sections of Ashrei, and I spaced it also to reflect the sections. Ashrei is the real, from a certain sense, the real beginning of Pesukei Dezimra. We're told that those who say Hallel every day, or a Gomer Hallel every day, a special bracha for those who are Gomer Hallel every day. And the Gemara says that when it says Hallel, it doesn't mean Hallel, what we call Hallel, but it means these Pesukim of Zimra, these Pesukim of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So before we get to the actual capital of Tehillim that was authored by David HaMelech, so we have a little bit of an introduction, two psukim of introduction. Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, fortunate are those, or not necessarily fortunate, but Ashrei means that you're full, you are complete, you're in a great place. Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, great are those who sit in your house, meaning in the shul. Od Ya'alucha Sela, and once they sit, then they're able to praise you. And this is a reference to what Pesukei Dezimra is all about. Pesukei Dezimra is, before we feel like we can daven to Hashem and start asking Him for things, we have to first be misader, we have to first open up with praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Pesukei Dezimra is. Pesukei Dezimra are praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sort of like warm up, warm ourselves up and get ready for real tefillah. And that's what Pesukei Dezimra is. It's an introduction to tefillah. So we're told here, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, that's you sit. What does it mean you sit? It means you first sit and involve yourself in preparation. So we're like sitting and preparing. And then, Od Ya'alu Chasela, and then we'll be able to really praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't really accomplish anything if you don't prepare. You have to prepare in order to do something. So that's the Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha. I sit and I prepare, and then I'm able to praise.
Can't stand.
So I don't know if it means physically sitting as opposed to standing, but it means to like settle yourself down and to focus. You can't, it's very hard to just run into shul and to daven. It's one of the challenges of mincha. Mincha, especially if you're running a few minutes late, you run in, you have to go right in, shoot right into Shmon Esrei. It's very hard to have concentration then. But in Shacharis, when we're able to sit, again, not in the physical sense necessarily, but to prepare yourself, then you're able to daven properly. And Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalo, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. What do those words mean? How fortunate is one who has this, that this is his? And how great is the nation that has Hashem as their God? And here we are making another very important preparatory statement, which is that we see tefillah as a tremendous chus, not as a chore. We've spoken about this already, I think, during the year, at least twice. That we're going to be now doing a preparatory introduction to davening. It's going to take time. And we're going to do it slowly, hopefully. So if davening is a chore, you don't appreciate Pesukei Dezimra. Oh gosh, I just want to get this over with already. Let me just get up to Shema and Shmon Esrei. Right? And you say to a kid like, daven. All right, I'll say Shema and Shmon Esrei. Because I just want to finish already. But if a person sees davening as something that they look forward to, something that they're excited to do, so then they really have this, they feel this expression. Wow, Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalo. I'm so lucky to be able to sit and to praise you. Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. And now those are the introductory psukim, and then we're able to get to the actual mizmor Tehillim. Tehillah LeDavid. This is like LeDavid Hashem Ori. It's Tehillah LeDavid. That's, now there's a colon. This now is the Tehillah LeDavid. So that's like a introductory phrase introducing that this is a Tehillah LeDavid, and this is going to be the ultimate Tehillah of David. Because we're going to see that Tehillah means praising Hashem in a specific way. And this is going to be the ultimate prayer that fulfills that. As I heard someone already mention it before we began the shir, that Chazal tell us, Kol HaOmer Tehillah LeDavid, anyone who says this prayer three times a day is Muvtach Shu Ben Olam Haban. That's what we say three times a day. We say it once in Pesukei Dezimra, once after Shmona Esrei, and once before Mincha. Because Chazal tell us that if a person does it, you're Muvtach Shu Ben Olam Haban. Now obviously this doesn't mean that if you just say it blindly without knowing what it means, it's okay, it's a free ticket into Olam Haba. It doesn't mean that. It obviously means someone who connects to this, someone who means this, someone who this is their life. We'll see soon a pasuk here that reflects that ideal. But if a person really lives Tehillah LeDavid, So then they're muftach shu ben olam haba. And the first two psukim pick up on that theme. And the first two psukim say, Aromimcha elokai melech, I will raise Hashem up, I will praise Him and raise Him up, meaning I will make Him great. Again, what does he mean, make Him great? He already is great. If someone's a great ball player, lahavdil, if he's really just a great ball player, and you say, oh, he's a great ball player, you didn't make him great, but you made him great in your eyes. You spread the word, but you're just revealing something that's true. Aromim chalokai ha-melech, that's what it means, that I will praise Hashem, v'avracha shimcha li'olam va'ed, and then I will be able to continue to bless your name, li'olam va'ed, and olam haba. Right, this is that idea of Chazal. If I am Aromim chalokai ha-melech here, down in this world, then I will be zocha to continue li'olam va'ed. I will be muftach to be a ben olam haba. And the next pasuk says the same thing. B'chol yom avarchecha, down here in this world, I will bless you every day. V'ahalo shimcha li'olam va'ed, and then I will continue to praise you in olam haba. Li'olam va'ed, I'll be able to continue.
What's the difference in avarchecha?
Good. So what's a bracha? A bracha, what does it mean that we bless God? So we can't bless God, because God is already blessed. And who are we to bless God? To bless means to identify as the source of blessing. To bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to affirm, to identify, and to internalize that Hashem is the source. So if I bless God as the Rofe Cholim, I'm not blessing Him that He should be the Rofe Cholim, I'm identifying that He is the Rofe Cholim. A bracha comes also from the word of Makor, of source. So it's a proclamation that Hashem is the source. So we see the word avarcha is in the first pasuk at the end, and then it's repeated again in the next pasuk. B'chol yom avarchecha. First of all, I will raise you up, and I will identify you then in olam haba, and I'll also identify you in this world, and then I'll be able to continue to praise you in olam haba. But there's a very important limitation. Gadol Hashem u'mo'olo ma'od. I'm about to engage in praising Hashem, like those first two psukim. Maybe I could have even made those should even be their own little section, because that's what I want to do. I want to praise Hashem, right? And this is poetic, and it's Tehillim, and therefore there are going to be certain themes that are going to be expressed in different words. Gadol Hashem u'mo'olo ma'od u'gdulaso ein cheker. But there's a very important limitation that must be internalized, and it's actually going to be the theme of the next four or five psukim. It's that God is very, very great, and the true praise of Him is tremendous and overwhelming. I can't fathom the greatness of Hashem. And for that reason, I can't, even though I want to praise Hashem, I can't really do it. Because I don't really appreciate and understand how great God is. He's so great, I'm going to try, but I realize from the very onset that I can't really do this. I don't have the words to describe it. And not only do I not have the words to describe it, Hashem does so many things that we don't see. He runs so many things at the same time. He's just so beyond the ken of humanity. So we are going to try to praise Him, but we can't. And that's actually why there's going to be a stress. There was a stress originally. In the first two psukim, Avarcha Shimcha, V'Ha'alah Shimcha. Meaning, I'm going to praise your name. Because that's how you identified yourself to me. You identified yourself as Elohim and as Yudke Vavke and as Adonai, as my master. But none of those are who you really are. That's just what you're called. And a name is a way that we identify things, but it's not who a person is. You're not your name. Your name is a way that you're identified. And it's the same thing with Hashem. We never can really fathom who Hashem is. We can only refer to Him through the names that He gives us, but also through the actions that He does. And that's what a tehillah is. A tehillah is a form of praise that addresses what we see God doing as opposed to who God is. And that's going to be a theme throughout the next four or five psukim. Dor l'dor yishabach ma'asecha. All of the generations have always praised your ma'asim, the things that they saw you do. Ugvurasecha, and the mighty actions, yagidu, they say over. We're always praising things like your ma'asim, your acts of gevura. Those aren't praises about who you are, right? Like with a child, you could say, that was a really kind thing that you did. Or you could say about a child, you are kind. It's a greater praise to say to someone, you are kind, than to say you did a kind thing. But by God, it's blasphemous to say you are kind, because it's limiting, because God is so much more than that. And all we understand of God is what He's revealed to us. And therefore, even though with a person, it's a nicer praise to say who a person is, with God, the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, that you can't say who God is, you can only say what God isn't. That's what he says. Negative theology, the Rambam speaks of.
But God is, like,
you don't know what God is.
Yeah, but God doesn't have any negative.
So we could say things like, God is not, doesn't do evil. But it's impossible to say what God is, the Rambam says, because we have we can't fathom what Hashem is. And therefore, in general, all of our praises focus on the things that He does. Dor l'doy shabach masecha, for generations they always prayed your ma'isim, u'gvurasecha yagidu. Hadar, what's hadar? Hadar, we always say hadar and hod. Right, hadar and hod. Hadar means the outward gilui of something, and hod is the inner beauty of something. What's kavod? Kavod is also the outward expression of Hashem. Like we say that Hashem's kavod is felt in the world, it's His honor, it means the way that He's, like the kavod of a king would be if you see like his palace looks really beautiful. Oh, that shows the greatness of the king. It doesn't actually show the king, but it's some type of physical manifestation of the greatness. So we say here, the hadar, which is the kvod of your hodecha, it's the outward gilui of your inner essence. We can't connect to who God is, so we can only see the hadar, the outward gilui of kvod hodecha. I put that even in parentheses, kvod hodecha, and divrei niflo osecha. We can, the speaking of your niflos, the things that you do, the wonderful things that you do, asicha, I speak about. So what do I speak about? It goes back on. Divrei Niflosecha, and the Hadar Kvod Hodecha. So if you look at these two psukim, David HaMelech is basically saying, listen, for generations people always praised your Maisim and your tremendous acts. And I'm going to take my cue from them, and I'm going to speak about the outward things that you do, the amazing Niflos, and I'm going to take it up a step, because they might have only stated them, they might have Yagidu, they might have stated them, they'd have been Yeshabach. I'm going to asicha. What's the difference between asicha? It's my discussion. Meaning? It's like what I'm always talking about. Right, exactly. Like if you know someone is a Bulls fan, it's because every time you talk to him, everything's about the Bulls. And it's like, stop already with the Bulls. But every conversation always somehow gets back to the Bulls. And whenever he has free time, that's what he brings up. As opposed to a person who every time he has free time, what does he speak about? I remember once being outside, it was a wedding going on. I walked outside, and there was a certain rav who I knew was at the wedding, and I saw him just sitting outside, like looking up at the stars. And I went over to him, and I said, "Hey, you know, like, what's up, Kilu?" I said to him, and he said, "Like, wow, look at the stars. Look at Hashem. Isn't it amazing?" You know, he had free time. What was he doing? He was thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was thinking about. And that's always a question. Like, what do you do with your free time? You know, do you have like a nice ha'ara? You have a nice Dvar Torah to share, or is it always talking about other things? What a person speaks about in their free time reflects what's going on inside and what occupies them and what really makes them tick. And that's what David HaMelech says. Listen, for generations, I picked up on the cue. You can't speak about God's essence. You can only speak about the things that He does. So I'm going to do that, but I'm going to make that my sicha. I'm going to make that what I'm always talking about. Zecher Rav Tu B'cha Yaviyu. I know that people have always mentioned all the good. They've enunciated it. V'tzidkoscha Yiranenu. And they sing all of the great righteousness that you do, Hashem. So that's the end of the opening section of the Mizmor. And it's a very important statement, and it's why this is Tehillah LeDavid. Because this captures the challenge in praising Hashem. That we're going to try, but it's very hard, and we can only do it based on the things that we see. And we can never really describe God's true essence. Now we have two psukim that now attempt to praise God. Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Hashem is chanun, He's rachum. But again, it's not what He is. It's that He does these things. These are called kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are things that we see Hashem does. He does acts of chanun. And we're saying about Him that He is chanun. But we have to keep going back to the Yesod. We're able to call Him merciful right now because we've prepped this by saying that we don't really know who God is. So even when I call Him the epitome of mercy, He's much, much more than that.
What's the point of calling Him?
because that's the only way we can relate to him.
This is the
so Hashem even, that's the extent, so Hashem even, like, because that's the way that Hashem shows himself in the world. He shows himself as a rachum. He's much more than that. We realize that. But that's how he wants us to relate to him, because that's how he shows himself. So he's a chanun. He gives chayin to people. He gives goodness to people. He's a rachum. He's merciful. He's erech apayim. He's patient. Erech apayim actually means like long-nosed. So what are we saying? What we're saying is that like the nose is reflective when a person's angry. Right? Like his nose gets all red and smoke starts coming out. So, right, that's the imagery we always use. So if the nose is long, it takes longer for the smoke to come out. Right? It has more distance to travel. That's the idea of Hashem being erech apayim. It means that he's slow to anger. It doesn't just like explode like that. It's drawn out. U'gdol chesed. And he is great in his chesed. Meaning, sometimes he gets very upset at us, but he waits. And he actually, that's an act of chesed. He waits. He's tov Hashem lakol. He is good to all. And he's rachamav on all of his creations. This is a very important statement right here, and one of the ikar statements of this mizmor. Hashem is not only good to people who listen to him. That's how we react, right? If you run a camp, and you have certain employees, certain counselors who listen, certain counselors who don't listen, so you treat the counselors who listen well, and the counselors who don't listen, you don't treat well. Hashem doesn't work that way. Hashem, on some level, is tov to all, and is rachamim on all of his creations. We have stories in Chazal of Tanoim and Amoroim caring for animals. Rebbe told people's house to leave the mice alone because Hashem is Rachman Bal Kol Masav. He looks out for all of his creations. After stating two lines of praise, and that's why I put those not indented. Those are like the key lines. Again, it's like a side point now. David HaMelech says, Yodu Hashem Kol Masach. And because of these things, all people are Yodu, which is like Hoda, like thank you. Everyone is always thanking you. All your Maisim. Because you're good to Kol Masav, so Kol Masach are always thanking you. V'chasidecha Yivarchucha. And those who are your Chasidim, people who are really close to you, the people who really chap who you are, so they're not just thanking you, but they're identifying you. This is back, Phil. This is back to Yivar. They're praising you. They're blessing you. They're identifying you as the source. The regular Maisim, they just say, oh, great, thank you. But the Chasidim are taking it to an even greater level. They're really internalizing that you're the source. Kvod Malchuscha Yomeru, they say the Kavod of your Malchus. Ugvurasecha Yadaberu, we're going back to what we said originally. And we have a responsibility then. Lehodia Livnei Adam Gvuraso, we need to spread it to everybody so that everybody knows this. This is part of our job. Our job as people who recognize Hashem's goodness in the world, we have to be Lehudiya Livnei Adam. This is our mission in the world. Right? We say, Yeshaya, the Navi says that we have to be an Or LaGoyim. We need to spread the message to the world that Hashem is great and that the things that He does is great are great. Ukvod Hadar Malchuso. And again, the stress is always on the Kavod. It's always on the Hadar because we're always talking about the outward expressions, the things that we see. Okay, now we go back to praising Hashem. So that's why this line is back, not indented. Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim. Your Malchus is forever. It preceded the world. It goes after the world. U'memshalticha v'chol ador v'ador. And your Meshallah, your rulership, is forever. What's the difference between a Malchus and a Memshallah? Malchus means the person who is in charge, or person calling the shots. The Moshel is the one who actually executes the rulership. Meaning, you might have a person making laws, but the person making the laws is not the one who makes sure that everybody follows the laws. Paro was the king, but Yosef was the Moshel. Paro sat in his palace, but Yosef was the person who actually went out and made sure that the rulership was being enforced. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, he does both. He's the Melech. How come the Melech doesn't get involved in like the actual carrying out of the rules? He's
busy eating.
In other words, it's beneath him. He's got better things to do. What does he have to get his hands dirty dealing with the people? He'll make the rules, and then he'll sit in his ivory tower, and he'll let his Moshe deal with things. And that's the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is such an important yesod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great. I always thought of a mashal of like, sometimes you have a guy who's popular in school, but he's very concerned about his popularity. So therefore, he would never talk with someone who's not cool, because he doesn't want to like take away from his coolness, because he's trying to like, he's trying to be, you know, he's trying to angle to get a certain position in the class. But you have a person who's just so popular, he's just so cool, it's untouchable that he would ever lose his popularity. So he talks to anyone, and he's friends with everybody, because he's not concerned about his position. So, l'havdil elef havdalos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, in the tefillah of Chanah, he says that Hashem's Kedusha is greater than any other Kedusha in the world. Why? Hashem's holiness is so great that it could never be defiled. And therefore, Hashem has no problem, kaviyachol, dealing with us lowly folk. Because he's just so holy that it doesn't take away from his greatness. In fact, that is the greatest sign of his greatness. That he is willing to be involved with little lowly me. And that's what we say here. That Hashem is not only the Melech, but he's much greater in a certain sense. Because he's also the Moshe. And that's a tremendous statement of Hashgacha Pratis, actually. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets involved with the intimate details of my life. Chafetz Chaim writes that there are a lot of people in the history of mankind that have denied that Hashem is involved in the world for very firm reasons. Because they say, oh, God is too holy to be involved with us. What does He care? Doesn't He have much greater, like, God things to be doing? And we sin so much. Like, we don't deserve God's personal attention. And we say, fakert. We say, no, that is Hashem's greatness. We say it in Hallel. What do we say? We say in Hallel, Mika Hashem Elokeinu. Who is like Hashem? Hamagbi Lashavis. He lives up so high, and yet Hamashpili Liros Bashamayim of Arts. And yet he lowers himself, Kaviyacho, to see what's going on in this world. Hashem is so great, and yet he also lowers himself. And that's this idea here. Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim. You are the ultimate king, the greatest king. You transcend time and all worlds. And yet you're Memshalta B'chol Dor V'Dor. And yet every generation, every person, everywhere, you're also the Moshe. Not only that, you're Somech Hashem L'chol Anoflim, you even help the people who are fallen down. You're Zokef L'chol Akfufim, you help straighten those who are bent over. And because you're willing to come down to the people's level, so Einei Kol Eilecha Yisaberu, everybody turns their eyes to you because they realize that you are willing to help us. And you give them their food, their sustenance, at the right time. We realize that we skipped the letter Nun here. The beauty of Ashrei is that goes to every letter of the Torah, of the Aleph Beis. And one of the ideas of that, perhaps, is that this is like we're maxing out praise. We're using every letter there is in the book. We want to get like the totality of human expression right now in order to praise Hashem. And yet we leave out the Nun because Chazal tells that the Nun references Nefila, the falling down of man. And right now we're focusing on Hashem help. So we sneak it in because Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim, that's the Nun, in Noflim. But we don't want to address Nefila directly. Everyone's looking towards Hashem because we realize Atonosem es Ochlamito, you give them their food at the right time. But it's even greater than that. Your poseach es yodecha, and Chazal tells us this is one of the key lines, if not the key line of Ashrei. Umaspia l'chol chayrotzo. The Chazal point out here something very, very beautiful. We just said that you give your food at the right time. So if I had to tell you what is the food you need, okay, so how much do you really need for a meal? I'll give you a piece of bread, give you a half a piece of cheese. You know, like, that's the sheet in the yeshiva, right? We'll give you exactly what you need. And that's what Hashem does. He's no sein lahem es ochlam bi'ito. He gives them the food that they need at the right time. He gives them the amount of food that they need at the right time. But he does more than that. That actually opens his hands. Opening his hands means he gives you more. He opens his hands completely.
So we shouldn't say that.
And listen to this. And he's maspia l'chol chai rotzon. He gives to all chai their rotzon, what they want. Right? It's like when a kid says, like, I need ice cream. And what does the parent say?
Do you need
ice cream or you want ice cream? Kid says, okay, I want ice cream. No, the kid usually says, no, I need ice cream. But here, the way you read this pasuk is, he's maspia lekochai. He gives all things ratzon, what they want. Meaning, the pasuk before we said, Hashem gives us enough. It's true, he gives us enough. But then he does more than that. He opens his hand and he gives us what we want, which is many times a lot more than what we need. Now there's a problem. You might know that there are some progressive groups that don't say the bench, but don't say the end of benching.
Yeah,
why? There's some progressive groups that don't say Yiruos Hashem. They don't say the very end of benching. Oh, yeah, I'm not talking about that. That's something else. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about the very, very last paragraph. There's some progressive groups who feel that they could just, you know, change and pervert the words of tefillah based on their own, what they view as morality and their own judgments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it say? What do we say at the very end of benching? What have I never seen? What have I never seen in my life? What do we say at the end? Right, I've never seen a tzaddik nezov. I've never seen a righteous person just like left without getting what he needs. And people, and righteous people's children asking for bread. So there are certain people who say, that's not true. I've been to Africa. I've seen some very good people, very, you know, upstanding citizens. And there are people who are starving. So I refuse to say this line. God does not do that. And they strike this line from the tefillah. And that obviously is a tremendous... I understand, it's true that there are people that we see that seem to suffer. And this is one of the things that has plagued all the way from the earliest time. Moshe Rabbeinu famously said this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand why righteous people sometimes suffer and wicked people prosper. And yet... And therefore, a line like this, that Hashem is poseach is yodecha, and he gives all things what they want, is sometimes hard to see. And that's where we follow up with the next line. Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav. Hashem is righteous in all of his ways. I don't always see it, I don't always understand it, but I know it to be true. This is called tziduk hadin. Someone dies, what do we say? Baruch, dayin ha'emes. I know that this is true. I don't see it necessarily, I don't understand it, but I know it to be true because that is who God is. That's what God is all about. Not that's who he is, but that's what he's about. He does things that are righteous. And that's why this is the perfect line after Poseach Es Yodecha. Because we make a statement. And lest one think that, oh, I don't always see that Hashem is Masfiya L'Kol Chai. So I say, Tzadik Hashem B'chol Derochav. And he's a Chosid B'chol Ma'asav. And he is tremendously pious and good in all the things that he does. Tzadik means someone who follows the rules. Shuras Hadin. Tzedakah, righteousness, means you do what's right. It's righteousness. A chassid is a person who goes beyond the letter of the law. He does more. Chesed means to give more. So Hashem is first of all tzaddik. He's righteous. He does what's right. And in addition to that, he's even more than that. He's chassid. He goes beyond. And he goes beyond with everybody. Up until now, the theme has been very universal in Ashrei. Hashem is good to everybody, not only for those who praise Him, not only for those who worship Him. Hashem is good to all of mankind. Not only to all of mankind, He's good to all of creation, and that's why all of creation praises Him. We say it in certain parts of Davening, right? We say in the Friday night in Lechadodi, in Kabbalah Shabbos, some of those Mizmori Tehillim, we say things like... That the harim are imchau chaf, the mountains are clapping, the hills are praising Hashem. All of creation is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perek Shira, right? All of creation praises Hashem. All people praise Hashem, and they should, because Hashem is good to everybody. But the end of Hallel, the end of Ashrei, notes that those who try to serve Hashem do get some extra special treatment. Karov Hashem l'chol karov. Hashem is exceedingly close to all those who call out to Him. There's even those who don't call out. Hashem is good to them. But there's an extra close relationship. That's what we want. And that's like David's aside now. Up until now, David has been praising what everybody should praise. But now David HaMelech ends by saying, Karov Hashem l'chol karov. Hashem is exceedingly close with those who call out to him. L'chol ha-sheik ru be'emes. And it's everybody. Chazal even ask, really, l'chol? Chazal ask in the Medrash. Hashem is karov l'chol karov? Anyone who calls out to him, Hashem is close to him? So David clarifies, yeah, l'chol ha-sheik ru be'emes. If you call out to him wholeheartedly, sincerely. Ratzon yirei av yaseh. Those who fear Hashem, Hashem does their will. Via shavosam, in their cries, their prayers, shavosam. Yishma, he hears, v'yoshiim, and he saves them. Shomer Hashem is called Ohavav. Hashem praises all those who love him. V'eskol rishoyim yashmid. There still is din. Don't think that because we've said Hashem is good to everybody, and Hashem helps everybody, it means that it's just hefker, and Hashem doesn't have din. No, there still is din. It might not be in this world. It might be a hashmada in the next world. But in the end of the day, everybody gets what they deserve. Shomer Hashem is called Ohavo, V'yas called Rishomi Hashmid. And then the last pasuk of the actual Mizmor, Tehilas Hashem Yedaber Pi, going back to how he started. I'm going to say the Tehila. I'm going to say the things I see. Those will be the words, the things I say. Vivarech Kol Basar. My voice, and this is highlighting the very end, what we just saw. There's what David's going to say. Tehilas Hashem Yedaber Pi. My voice will say certain praises. And even Kol Basar will be Yevarech, Shem Kachol Yolam Vod. Certainly there will be a time when the name of Hashem, right? It says that the name of Hashem will be one. Vaya Hashem L'melech Al Kol Haaretz, Bayomahu, Yiyah Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. So Chazal asks, what? Only Bayomahu? Only on the end of days will Hashem be one, but he's not one now? So Chazal say, no, he's obviously one now, but in the end of days, everyone will realize that he's one. All of creation will say. And that's what we say here, Li'olam Voed, Vivorech Kol Basar. I'm going to speak the Tilos of Hashem, and if I do, like I said earlier, Lohodia Livnei Adam Gvuroso, if I spread the word, if people come to realize Hashem, so Vivorech Kol Basar, Shem Kocho Li'olam Voed. And Basar is a little bit of a, not derogatory term, but it means man on the simple level. You know, it's just the meat. Meaning pure human, physical, not so elevated. It's these are the even the basar, even the lowly people in creation. Right, it says at the end of the Mabel, it says by the Mabel, that the people sin so much that Hashem says, oh, I see man as b'shigam hu basar. Man is just like the animals, he's just like a piece of meat. Lowly level, he's like meat, he's like the animals. So vivarech kol basar, shem kachul amvod. We will, if we accomplish everything that's going on in Ashrei, if I internalize Chanan Verachum Hashem, Tov Hashem Lakol, if I'm Lahodia Livnei Adam Gvuraso, if I spread this word, so then, Vivarech Kol Basar, Shem Kachal Olam Voed. And now, a final line, which is not in the actual Mizmor, Va'anachnu Nevarech Ka, we will praise Hashem, and it's only part of Hashem's name, it's only Ka. But Me'ato Vi'ad Olam, forever, Hallelu Ka, which is two words, Hallelu, Ka. Praiseworthy is Hashem. Hallelujah. To praise Hashem. This is the end of Hallel, and it even references this idea that our praises are always partial. It's only Ka. It's only part of what Hashem is. It's worth it even if it's only part of Hashem. And this Mizmor of Tehillim is going to be the introduction to the Hallelukas. We're now going to have a number of Hallelukas that are going to pick up on this theme of trying to praise Hashem and to see how all of creation praises Hashem. So hopefully in the following weeks we will continue with the Hallelukas and see how they are going to follow the theme of Ashrei here.